Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the country's security system and helped create a safe India. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the government has taken a slew of measures to take the country on the path of growth in the last 10 years. He said projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned and initiated during the 100 days of the third term of the Modi government. Mr. Shah said, as far as infrastructure is concerned, the government has announced projects worth 3 lakh crore in the 100 days of the present government, and their implementation has also started. The Home Minister said Prime Minister Modi brought the National Education Policy, which includes country's ancient education system and modern education, which honours country's regional languages. Mr. Shah said, due to Make in India initiatives of the government, India has become a favourite production hub in the world. He said today, several countries want to understand and implement the country's Digital India scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Odisha government's flagship initiative, Subhadra Scheme, in Bhubaneswar today. The Subhadra Scheme is the largest women-centric initiative in the state, aimed at supporting over 1 crore women. Eligible beneficiaries between the age of 21 and 60 will receive 50,000 rupees over a period of 5 years. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi saluted the skilled and hard-working craftsmen and creators associated with construction and creation. Prime Minister expressed confidence that their contribution will be unparalleled in the accomplishment of the resolution of a developed and self-reliant India. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of his 74th birthday. The 8th India Water Week 2024 begins in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the four-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate. The second edition of Naval Commanders Conference of 2024 has started today in New Delhi. The conference is the apex-level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational, and administrative issues between the naval commanders. The conference, which is being held against the backdrop of evolving geopolitical and geostrategic dynamics, regional challenges, and complexity in maritime security situations in West Asia, will play a crucial role in shaping the future course of the Indian Navy. The Chief of Defence Staff, along with the Chiefs of Indian Army and Indian Air Force, will engage with naval commanders to foster collaborations amongst the three services. All arrangements have been made for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly seats spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. These districts are Anantnag, Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar. While 16 constituencies are in Kashmir Division, 8 are in Jammu Division. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 has started today and it will continue till the second of the next month. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata Sanskar Swachhata. The campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and East and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Uttarakhand during the next 2 to 3 days. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India will face host China in the final at Ulaanbaatar in China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.